Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm excited about our new friend we got with us this half hour, ladies and gentlemen. Stephanie Carruthers, codename Snow. Stephanie Carruthers. That sounds very mysterious, doesn't it, folks? Very clandestine. Stephanie is, she works with IBM. She's part of their X-Force Red Team. And she has one of the most interesting jobs you can have and still be legal. And she's our new friend, Stephanie Carruthers. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you here. So, Stephanie, we've been covering on the show, we've been covering cybersecurity for a long time. In fact, when years ago when I was with IBM, I moderated events and panels for your company across the country when they were rolling out their cloud services and trying to tell people about what to watch for. This is back when cyber crime was still in its infancy, pretty much, but it's gotten out of hand now, and so we got folks like you who are helping us figure out how to protect ourselves, and so. Would you give us an update on where you think cybercrime is right now? We're going to get into the pandemic stuff in a little bit, but in terms of just in general, where do you think the landscape is right now?
Oh man, this is a gold mine right now for attackers, and just cybersecurity. Ever since it's kind of boomed, right? Like what you talked about, like when everything started really just kind of spinning up, like it hasn't calmed down. And I don't think it's going to, right? Technology changes constantly, but so are attackers. So it's kind of scary.
Well, and there are two kinds. There's two kinds of exposures. One is just what I call World War III, which is where we put up our defenses and they assault us with new artillery, new weapons. And then the other kind is just through stupidity, right? I mean, where somebody clicks on a link that they shouldn't have clicked on or whatever. I mean, are they go to Starbucks and click on their Wi-Fi and get exposed that way. There are two kinds, really, aren't there?
Yeah, I completely agree. I kind of call it more of a targeted and more of your, sophisticated adversary. And then kind of the scammers who are going for, the people that will, like you said, click on things or kind of do those things that they should know better about, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing that we try to talk about both of those here on the show.
Right.
And that is making sure that not only do you, as the CEO of your company, and as Stephanie, most small businesses, the CEO is also the chief technical officer.
Right.
Somebody called me one time and said, I need to speak to your chief technology officer. And I said, speaking. And so so it's our job to make sure that we've invest enough to protect ourselves from the sort of the technical assaults, the World War III stuff, because our customers are expecting us, our bigger customers, we're integrated with them. They're relying on us not to be a weak link, aren't they?
Absolutely.
And then, of course, you have the other part where you got to go around training your employees. Okay, folks, you got to be smart about this. I mean, that's a big deal, isn't it? Training employees.
It is, absolutely. And depending on what type of business you're in, you might have a compliance framework that you have to follow. And a lot of those also have standards that you have to meet as well. So It's definitely a layering effect.
Well, as I said earlier, I was fortunate to be part of the early program that IBM put out there when back in, it's probably 03, 04, 05 in that area. But now it's gotten a lot more sophisticated, and IBM does a lot of great work on this, and they've created this the X-Force Red that you're part of. To give us a short commercial on X-Force Red, and we'll go to a break and talk about it some more after that. Go ahead.
Sure. So X-Force Red is a team of hackers that inside of IBM. So we work with tons of different types of clients, and really our job is to hack our clients to find any vulnerabilities or weaknesses before bad guys do, so they can fix these things before, you know, anyone tries to attack them. So our job is to think like a criminal to really for clients.
She gets to be sinister without and do it legally, folks. How cool a job is that? I'm so jealous.
Oh, it's amazing.
We're going to come back and let her have some fun with us after the break on Tell Us How She Does Her Job. 22, right back with Stephanie Carruthers. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.